cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place.
If you're looking for groundbreaking nutritional products that revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge nutrition brand, Root. The Trinity Pack Plus is a game changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantumceutical, an all-natural adaptogenic nootropic that skyrockets clarity and creativity. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health and optimizes your true brain. And last but not least, Clean Slate sweeps out heavy metals, including graphene oxide, gently evacuating toxins from the body to increase performance, longevity, and quality of life. Register now at therootsbrand.com/soul to get your Trinity Pack Plus.
And to learn more about the Sovereign Soul Show's mission to save 100 million children.
And how to get rewarded for being a part of the Root community. See you there.
Good day to you, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show, where we stand for love, levity, and liberty, because after all, love is the greatest power everywhere, and laughter's the best medicine, especially covering serious topics and all matters ancient, current, and quantum, right? Absolutely. It's a mantra. Our mascot, the Bling Buddha, he fully subscribes to it as he fires red pills from his 9 million seam over my shoulder. I'm your host, Brad Wozni. I'm grateful to you, divine lions and lionesses, for tuning in. I've served my country at the federal level as a Canadian infantry soldier. I have served it at the provincial level as a wildfire ranger, hopping out of choppers, helicopters, and fight forest fires. I've also been a part of the corporate rat race, where shortly after three World Trade Center towers collapsed in their footprint, I stood at ground zero watching rescue efforts go on, and then was walking the halls of the Pentagon 72 hours later. I'm also fortunate to become a Yushui Reiki master nearly 8 years ago. And by leveraging the infinite source of the cosmic and our creator's power, by following my soul's purpose in this incarnation, which is to help uplift humanity's consciousness with song and story. Now, before we get started, due to extreme censorship, as we have just been kicked off the Instagram channel and kicked off of YouTube for the 2.5 minute poem that I wrote, recorded, and uploaded, which is about saving the children, I ask you to please invite you to subscribe to our Telegram at the Sovereign Soul Show. You'll see the Bling Buddha, and also on a Rumble channel here at the Sovereign Soul Show. Saving the kids is extremely important. And for many of you, I've just returned from the Truth Tour. This update is specific to 107. Matter of fact, I'll just share with you the book right here and grab it that he signed for me. And in a closed door meeting, I'm very fortunate, privileged, and honored to have been with approximately 18 to 20 people. I've been in his presence for roughly 3 hours as he gave us a briefing on what is going on. Now, a friend of mine, Kevin Hoyt, mentioned is kind of like a military style briefing, and in a form of it, it was. Let me just share with you the book. He's got some important dates that he wrote down in the book, and I'll share with you what is going on, which he has conveyed pretty much in his words, so that you hear it straight from the source. And this is all done with his permission, what he has shared with us, which we can share with you. All right, so let's make sure that you can get this here. This is the edition that he signed, and he's noted many of the pages in here with certain messages, and as they correspond to what I'm going to share with you in this update directly from him, now to you, the audience, I will pass that along. So a couple of things. First of all, he said it's important to understand that for 2.5 years, Cheyenne Mountain, this is Cheyenne, Wyoming. And for those of you who are tuned into the Truth Tour, who are either watching the broadcast or listening to it online, when I had spoken in Cheyenne, roughly 7 minutes in, F-16s started going over. And that was closing airspace around a commercial airport right beside that particular venue. Now, at roughly 150 feet off the ground, for anybody who has civilian or military aviation training will understand that closing the airspace within roughly an hour, and by the way, I just want to be very, this walks up to the points of these stories. As Juan has shared with us, he said, aside from Dan Scavino, he has the most access to current President Donald J. Trump. He said, again, in Juan's words, he goes, I have a little bit of a larger scope picture of things based on my experiences. So this, again, is from Juan to a small group of us over the course of 3 hours, roughly 1 hour in the morning at a brunch, and then at almost 2 hours in the afternoon. This is whom we're talking about here, where this information is coming from. So in Cheyenne, sitting there, Louis Herms on my right, Gina on my left, speaker is up there, kibitzing. They mentioned that, you know, Juan is trying to find out where exactly they're located. And he said, then got off the phone with Louis, said, Louis conveyed, there's going to be a big surprise in an hour. We're all thinking, wow, you know, Juan O'Savin's going to show up. That's really cool, really amazing. And as I'm speaking, just like on Top Gun, you've seen that first movie where they buzz the tower and shake the tower and the guy spills coffee. That's pretty much what we had. And then another one went over. So we all went outside, and then you see F-16 about every minute. All the footage is online. And then we had the C-130 Hercules aircraft buzzing us. And then the Blackhawks for hours stayed over, just slowly buzzing us. Pilots waving, you can see it all. It's there. Now, for something like that to happen, it has to happen at the very top of the command structure, or at the very inner circle, the highest levels of inner circle of a command structure. Again, all that visual evidence is there. Now, I'm going to walk you up to what is going on. So at Cheyenne Mountain, Juan has said they have been locked in and at DEFCON 1 for 2.5 years. DEFCON 1. So there's five stages in the U.S. military in terms of operational readiness. DEFCON 1 is an immediate threat, a wartime threat. He said that those people, those amazing patriots, have been there for 2.5 years locked up. He said Cheyenne Mountain, his words, is locked up tight as a drum. That's point number one to make sure that everybody is aware of. And he also said they are authorized, if necessary, for tactical nukes to protect the nation. Now, here's the thing, folks. The importance here is understanding that in the events over the next several days and weeks, from an outside world, from the narrative that the mainstream media likely is going to push, is going to be extremely scary. And the whole point is not to get people into panic mode. That's what they want. And I want to identify the enemy here. The enemy are the same globalist Satanists, which we have been fighting, a spiritual war, spiritual terrorism they've unleashed on humanity. Some say for eons, I say for millions of years. But regardless of that, if you just figure it's the last 2.5 years worth of COVID, that's fine too. This is the enemy we're talking about, a global enemy. He said that President Trump in his term took over a year traveling around the world with the Accords and sharing with the heads of the nations the dump truck loads of evidence on human trafficking and child trafficking. That is the number one enemy, those who support that and propagate that. And he formed a global alliance to eradicate those globalist Satanists. So this is the enemy we're speaking about here as I move forward in sharing with you, which some of these things he had shared with us and gave us permission exclusively to share with you. Not exclusive, by the way. Share this. Get this out there. Because the thing is, it may be scary, those times that are going on right now. And I'm about to share with you another thing. Fear has a certain level of kicking in a survival instinct. In my military experience, we were trained that fear can be a good thing, but being frozen in fear, that becomes panic and you do nothing. Same thing in first responders. You don't get frozen in panic, but you can have a little bit of fear. It awakens your senses as well, but you also do the deep breathing. So what's important is holding the line, which we saw from the Canadian Freedom Convoy. There was fear that was propagated against them, and constantly people came at them and attacked them online from Prime Minister Justin Castro at that time, right? And whoever's playing his character right now, and trying to demonize a peaceful movement. And what did people do? They responded with love. And even by their own admission, the chief of police in Ottawa, which flies the Satanist flag, the city of Ottawa, right? Like that 666, same thing that you see with the World Economic Forum. They're flying that flag. But they also said that crime rates in Ottawa, the city, dropped over 90% while there was, their words, an occupation of the Freedom Convoy. Well, this is just a peaceful protest. Bouncy castles, kids feeding the homeless, people sweeping and cleaning and shoveling the streets at up to minus 35, 40 below in some nights. So leverage that in your mind's eye as how to respond to the events that you're going to see start really picking up fast on a global level. Now, here's another thing. He also shared that the 101st Airborne is in Ukraine. And he also shared, he said that good American soldiers are from the 101st are dying. So for the first time ever, I'm sitting around a table with some amazing individuals. As there was a quick break, he had to take a phone call. And people didn't really understand the effect of that. Now, number one, for anybody who's in any type of service, law enforcement, military, spiritually, light workers, healers, whole makers, people like to look at the holistic makers, those who are on front lines, those who have worked on the front lines, and those who are in families of those people, I acknowledge you, and I'm sending out many blessings, as well as this news that Juana shared, that there are American soldiers dying in Ukraine right now. And the fact that Ukraine now has Russian soldiers, we all know that. There's combat operations. Juan said there's live combat operations with the 101st Airborne there, as well as obviously, you know, the Ukraine neo-Nazi Azov battalion. We've seen that so much, right? And then also he said that American forces have picked up and arrested Chinese citizens, Chinese nationals. They're being flown back to the United States. Now, I personally believe that the good guys are in control. If you've seen any of my videos with Janine, Terror by Janine is who I'm referencing, folks, or you're unaware, for months, she said, you know, there's at a level, a certain level, good guys are in control enough because people like me, we would have been rounded up into those FEMA concentration camps in Canada, right? Which we saw them do in Australia. That was very public, which we see them still doing in parts of China. Speaking of China, by the way, there, and this is going to be another 10 or 15 minutes. I hope you're tuned in for this information, folks. Speaking of China, he had said that just on the weekend that President Xi Jinping had a military division, a column 50 miles long, surround his house, and that the vice president of China eventually had arrest. So this again is from Juan saying that the Chinese party had a meeting and the doors open and in walked military guard and they arrested the vice president. And Juan's words, Xi didn't even look him in the eye and the guy left a puddle on the floor who got arrested. And in Juan's words, this was a coup, the guy who organized the coup, the vice president. Xi's vice president. So again, I'm conveying you these things from Juan. So take what resonates, leave what doesn't. This all builds up to a greater scope of information. He had said that by today, this morning, he expected Trump to be arrested. Said, you know, it may change a little bit. It also shared that the documents for Trump's arrest have been signed last week. He also said that what you're likely going to see very soon is military in the streets. And I believe, and he says as well, good military. What does that leave? Most, more or less, the National Guard. So his point of conveying this to us so that we may share it with you, I say we, these are the folks that were in the room, right? Again, 18 to just 20 of us, is to notify you so that you can understand and notify, share this with your friends, your family, even people who are completely eyes closed or turning a blind eye to, you know, some of the stuff, all the stuff that's been perpetrated upon us, whether it's been the mass, the jabs and whatnot. We need to unite as humanity. And when the good guys are on the streets and say, just stay home, then stay home. It's really key not to be an offense, because what the bad guys want, we're talking about the globalist Satanists, what they want to create a civil war in America, just like they wanted to create a civil war in Canada and everywhere else and have us divided and tear apart each other, right? Because in that cacophony, that chaos on the streets and divided and pitting groups against each other, well, they can come in and they can keep pushing the buttons and pulling levers and take people. We need to stand united. Resistance is important, like Dr. Martin Luther King has shown, like Mahatma Gandhi's peaceful movement has shown, that you stand in love and peace and unite, and that the military on the streets, which Juan is saying could be up to a year and a half. He said, if I'm right, it could be up to a year and a half. This is because of the corruption of the stolen presidential election in 2020 and then the other ones. And the important thing also to understand here is he had shared that what those bad guys are going to do, I'm just going to divide good guys to bad guys, right? You're either on the side of light, which is creator, God, beautiful little 15-year-old girl, and her mother met and she said, I prefer God, I prefer Zeus, because she likes, you know, the Greeks, right? So amazing. Whomever, however, you're on the side of light, love, not the side of hurting people and perpetrating, you know, and trespassing against them. Literally, he said they're going to attempt a false flag, and they're going to attempt that false flag to blame it on other people, just like they did on that fateful day in September 21 years ago, and blame it. Find a person to blame and go for it. Find an entity to blame, organization, country. So be very, very resolute and understand what you're likely going to see. Just be mocking in the media, the Operation Mockingbird in the media, folks, is this narrative. Not this one, their narrative, to attempt to divide, create fear. Remember, they feed off of fear, and with fear and panic, especially panic, they want people to panic. The bad guys, they can control you. They can strip away your rights. They continue to strip away your freedoms. Don't allow them. So when you see military on the streets, don't go on offense. Come home, be with your loved ones, understand what's going on. You can be on defense, right? Of course, if there's nefarious intent, you have a sovereign right to protect yourself. You know, even a friend of mine, Kevin Hoyt, many of you have seen him on the program, great personal friend now, which is wonderful. You know, he had said, like, we have to unite, whether it's for monarchs and humanity. This is what we were talking about as well. So you're going to see these things kick off. And what you're also going to see kick off are operations out in the China Sea, Taiwan, and whatnot. Juan was very specific. He's been saying for months, if you've ever watched it, heard about it, or it's been reiterated and parroted by other people on their channels, which is totally cool. He said, the dark night of a soul for America is upon us. He said, we're in that moment. Some people have said the shit's about to hit the fan. I'm like, the shit's already hit the fan. We're just in it, but we're kind of in that, you know, next phase, as it's going to really get real right down to a level on people's streets. He had also said that there's 14 cities, 14 cities that these bad guys are likely going to retreat to. And out of that, he said, now in a country where in America, he quoted 350 million people, he said, you know, between the Antifa and the BLM and the bad actors and the MK Ultra, there's roughly 100,000. He goes, now 100,000 against 350 million, you know, is nothing by number. But in those cities, they want to have their strongholds, these bad guy defenses in those cities. And I mean, we've already seen it, right? What those cities are in the United States. And likely you're going to see that in Canada too. And I personally believe, my belief, is this is a coordinated movement by the good guys around the world, okay? So that we can make sure that we're in lockstep with all the citizens to protect the citizens and the sovereign, the people, right? Like the people, humanity, you know, from the bad guys. I also believe that when you see martial law declared, my belief is this makes it a perfect opportunity as well, with military in control, to go and finally pick up the doctors, the nurses, the administrators, the other corporate executives, the other school board officials and trustees, the other politicians and low-level administrators, the minions, if you will, all of those who have knowingly, and media personalities, who have knowingly violated Nuremberg Code, who have knowingly, voluntarily, including police officers, policy officers, sheriffs, again, we have sheriffs in Canada too, you know, who have knowingly violated Nuremberg Code, who have continued after realizing maybe they woke up and went, I didn't realize that, and then but they never pivoted. I believe with good military on the streets, this is also a great thing for them to take these people who have perpetrated crimes against humanity, in particular children. So when you see these good guys military out there, folks, do not be on the offense. Stay at home if they ask you to stay at home, because they're here to supervise us as you go to recreate a functional form of government, small government. We already know what that word means. I believe that word's going to change over the next few years, but right now we have to use the vernacular with which what we understand, as well as the English language is going to change. We're going to have light language, I believe, very shortly, you know, if not by this time next year, in the next few years, right? I believe our telepathic gifts are going to come in. Here's the thing, though. That won't happen if we, humanity, are on the edge of a precipice right now. And if we start getting into fear to panic mode, that's not going to happen. So it's really incumbent on every one of us to embrace each other, see the humanity in our soul, the heart, not the meat suit. Get out of the mind, get into the heart, be peaceful and loving and open-minded to understand that we have never, and these are Juan's words as well, and I've seen it before with my past lives to hear, we have never, humanity has never gone this far in this war against these people. And bear in mind, this is a spiritual war and a physical war that has been playing out. And the physical war, for the most part, literal combat, has been happening in the shadows, mostly beneath our feet, in the deep underground bases, military bases, DUMS, that's what it stands for, the bad guy bases, right? And also in the air, stuff we may not see. Now, speaking of stuff some of you may not see, Juan also shared real number. In the last 3 weeks worldwide, airline pilots have reported more UFO sightings than the last 5 years combined. More UFO sightings in 3 weeks than the last 5 years combined. That's really key. They also said this is World War IV. World War III has already been skirted. That's already been taken care of. That was years ago. Not many people realize it was World War IV. And this is the key where everybody in humanity plays a part worldwide, not just one country to a few others, right? Like you saw in World War II. This is one country to a few others. So remember, you have for the first time in history ever, American forces and Russian forces and Chinese nationals, and also Ukraine on the ground, acknowledged directly from Juan. Never before. No proxies, not like Vietnam. Vietnam was a proxy, as you know, right? Russians supplying it to the Soviet Union, supplying it to the NVA, communist, and fighting the South, and the Americans came in and had that proxy war. This is not a proxy war. This is all-out combat. Literal. So, you know, what's really key, folks, is to send out prayer. Like, Brad, what can I do right now? You know, there's no link to go off and donate and whatnot. There's two things you can do right now. Share this message. Share this message with a loving understanding. Because remember, what you're going to see in the news is going to be like a quarter or a half of truths. And that's the mainstream news pushing that, right? And all those papers are going to light up and their news media engine is going to light up, not the independent news. And then after that period of time, like Ukraine, it's 12 hours ahead of us, and then military information, then that gets out, and then the news is going to spin it in their cycle to support their narrative. Then days later, you're going to start finding out the truths. Case in point, for months, people are saying, including Russia and Putin, that there are biolabs in Ukraine. And in those biolabs, they were engineering weapons of mass destruction so that you can choose genetically if they have Slavic DNA, if they are a white person and they have this type of blood, you could disperse an aerosolized weapon in a room with multiple people, but only those who have an exact DNA match will die. That went on for months. And you saw from the Biden team, they denied it. All of a sudden, now they went, you know what, you're right. We did have 42 labs there. So it takes time as it comes out. For those admissions, some of those I don't believe you're going to admit. He also said it's interesting too that what they're going to do is push this false flag narrative in the mainstream so that they can cancel the bad guys, cancel the elections for a month. He said, when that happens, it's never going to come back because they know that once they lose the election, not only are they going to Gitmo, Guam, all of that, and having their Nuremberg trials, they also have a spiritual trial. And this, I've seen them take them away, Archangel Michael, take away the souls, those dark souls, to hold a spiritual trial reviewed by the Creator. And they know they're off to their version of hell for a while. So they will fight tooth and nail to hold themselves in their position of power. These globalist Satanists who rape and torture children. And after they've done that, they cut them up, eat them, and drink their blood, the adrenochrome. Because they believe this gives them power. And that serves their master, and they get power from that. I just came up with the words of NWA. We got to take the power back. And you know what we are? Everybody has a role right now to do so. So hold the line. Stay in love and peaceful. And if you need any visual examples of how people have been doing that around the world, the Canadian Freedom Convoy, the Australian Freedom Convoy, the Dutch Farmers Convoy from just this summer, you are seeing people unite. And I have seen an incredible outpouring of humanity after that fateful day in September, where you just see common strangers embracing each other, opening up their homes to each other. In Goose Bay, Newfoundland, where they had to ground the aircraft and the entire home opened up their home so people who couldn't fly, strangers from around the world in Canada, in Goose Bay, landed, opened up their homes. There's stories of like that everywhere. So humanity wins, love wins. The thing is, do your thing, share this with people, and be prepared. Have some extra food, extra water. I've been saying that. Right? The rule of seven P's, the law of seven P's, proper previous planning prevents a piss poor performance. This is what they drilled into us in the Canadian military in our basic training, right? So, you know, let's just say for a week or two, lights go down. Somebody had asked one question. You said, I don't think we're going to go down in dark if it ever happened for a long period of time. But just make sure you've got that if you haven't now, right? The basic necessities and needs, take care of yourself, take care of your family, and having more on hand in case. Some of your neighbors, you have not woken them up, or they have decided not to listen to you, because together we all win. And this is the part that we play. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and many blessings to you. Again, subscribe, like, share, and get the word out there. Please share this everywhere. This is direct from Juan O'Savin to you. And in some of the dates that you've written in the book coming up, which will make you aware of, stay tuned. I will be sharing that right now. It's key for you to put this message out there, share it everywhere, and have those conversations. Prepare and know that it's all good in the end, but you need to do your part. We all need to do our part. We have that uplifting in consciousness for humanity, all right? Much love to you again, many blessings. And on behalf of the Bling Buddha, have a blessed day. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our Blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.